Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Good morning. I'm Ty Hawkins at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. St. Louis City and County are launching full-scale shelter operations today to help the unhoused. Officials hope to increase shelter beds and provide critical wraparound services to help those in need. Organizers hope to help provide access to more than 600 shelter beds, including 130 winter overflow beds. Citizens for Modern Transit is handing out free gloves to passengers at select Metro Transit centers. It's from 7 to 8:30 this morning. It's their annual State's Hostie on Transit event. In past years, they've handed out caps and socks. Nearly 400 positions will not be filled as part of St. Louis County's plan to fix its budget problem. Right now, the county is facing a $41 million deficit. The deadline for the budget breakdown has to be fixed by the end of the year. The St. Louis Board of Aldermen will hold their first meeting under new board president Megan Green. She fills the job formerly held by Lewis Reed, who resigned in a corruption scandal. The board downsizes from 28 members to 14 next spring. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, some clouds will drift through the area Thursday with highs in the 40s. Tonight, more clouds roll in. Out the door Friday, temperatures won't be as cold. We'll be in the 30s. Friday, though, once again windy, warmer too, with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Wind gusts of 30 to 35 miles per hour are likely. A few spot showers late Friday night into early Saturday morning with a cold front that comes through. Sunny and colder Saturday, temperatures are in the 30s all day.